two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chalaios, Tom Bettis with you this morning. We are taking your calls and the phone lines are open, 801-575-8255. You can text us your questions at 57500. And a lot of excitement this morning after folks across the Wasatch Front felt a boom at about 8:33 this morning. A National Weather Service has now tweeted that in addition to satellite lightning detection picking up on the flash tail, they now have video confirmation of the meteor heard across northern Utah, southern Idaho, and elsewhere this morning. So the National Weather Service telling us, yeah, that was actually caught on the satellite lightning detection system that they have as well, kind of a flash or a tail.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they find if it crashed somewhere or if it burned up in the atmosphere.
All we know is it was very loud and people
yes.
heard it for a very widespread area.
Well, if it's
area.
Shaking windows, opening mailboxes, that I mean, that is pretty powerful.
No doubt about it. Next listener, Ton, says, what flowers can they plant around Russian sage that will be as drought tolerant and complement the sage?
They will need to spread the flowers out away from the sage unless they have one of the
sage
newer.
Sage grows so fast.
Yeah. There are newer dwarf varieties of sage that will get a couple feet.
Mm-hmm.
But for something as water-wise, those Sundancer daisies we referred to earlier would be one that would fit very well. Lavender, even though it has kind of a similar colored flower, would work in that situation. Hummingbird mints, which are one we haven't covered in a while. The hummingbird mints would be excellent. They're very water-wise and bloom from July to frost.
What do they look like?
They're a taller, they don't get out of control, but they can get a couple feet high and wide. And then the flower colors are, they're taller. And the leaves have kind of a licorice or anise scent to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flower heads on them can be pink and red, yellow. There's several varieties out there, sometimes purple. But they are one that are really good for pollinators. And they survive on little water, once established little water. And they bloom from mid-July to frost.
That sounds kind of like my plant. That's
yeah, right I really out. Like hummingbird mint. They're native into Utah in the southwest. And there's bubblegum, Sonora Sunset. There's many of them out there. And I think they're quite gorgeous. And the only way to kill them is to actually overwater them.
Are they aggressive?
No. I mean, they will get big, you know, 2 feet by 2 feet, but they don't spread out beyond that. And they don't seed all over the place like common mint
okay.
would.
Well, that's
so,
important.
So hummingbird mint is a name for them, or trying to remember, Agastache is the Latin name.
Okay.
Of them.
Next listener says, how do you get rid of crabgrass?
You have a healthy lawn if it's in the lawn, and that will help. Make sure your sprinklers are functioning, especially on the perimeter of the lawn. And then also fertilize a couple of times a year in the spring and fall to help your Kentucky bluegrass or cool season grass grow thick and rich and not over maintaining, but a healthy lawn will outcompete it. Once you have it, if it's just here and there, dig it before it goes to seed to keep it out. But if you have it all over the place, there are some herbicides that you can spray in early to mid-June if we're still cool enough that will kill it if it's true crabgrass. But right now, with it going to seed, the only thing you can do is cut it back to try to get the seed heads to stop it from spreading. And maybe hand dig it. Because it is an annual, if you can get those seed heads off, that will help.
Next listener says their bell peppers just don't grow. They don't get any larger than when they plant them. They stay green, but they lose all the leaves of the bottom 6 inches, and they're wondering what they might be doing wrong.
Maybe a lack of drainage or soil diseases getting into the roots would be the two things I'd look at. Plant them in a new spot, maybe get an inexpensive larger container with a volume of 10 or 15 gallons, put some soil in it and put the peppers in there and see how they do to see if you can eliminate your garden soil or confirm it being the problem.
Our next listener says that they told their daughter that the autumn blaze maple was a good shade tree for their yard and fountain green, but maybe they're wondering if maybe there's a better suggestion.
If she lives on a bench area, those soils are a little different, and they'll do better on bench areas than the Will Valley floors.
Mm-hmm.
And autumn blaze is a beautiful tree, and it's just one that I'm a little hesitant to recommend just because that we do see quite commonly have iron deficiency problems, and there's other maples that will do better. And so we talk about Pacific Sunset, Norwegian Sunset. Cameron Alcott messaged me a few months ago saying, hey, those two trees are really susceptible to the trunks getting sun damage on them. So those two trees do better. You will need to wrap the trunks until they get that corky fissured bark with tree tape to get them established.
Next listeners in Spanish Fork, they have patches of very fine, darker green grass that seem to need extra water. They're wondering how they can get rid of that. What is that?
It may be an annual bluegrass.
Mm.
There's a few it could be, but spray it out and reseed. Make sure that you have good aeration and make sure that you're not over or under fertilizing.
Okay. Next listener, when do they put down grub killer?
In the spring, in mid to late May, for billbug and white grubs. If you're having sod webworm problems, it can go down at any time.
How do you get rid of purslane?
Hoe it out when it's small. Mulch is another great way. Plastic mulches or bark mulches, grass clippings. Those are the ways, but because there's thousands of seeds in the soil, everywhere you have open soil, it has an opportunity to germinate.
Next person has a very old cherry tree that they don't want to lose. They say it had fruit about a week ago, then it started to look droopy. It's in poor shape with all the leaves brown and dry. It looks like it's dying or dead. They don't want to lose the tree. Please give them an idea of who to contact to take a look at this tree. And what do you suggest, first of all?
Just to be honest up front, they're probably, if they bring in an arborist, going to spend $200 or $300 for the arborist to say not much you can do. But I don't like giving a lot of recommendations over the air because there's always somebody I miss that does a good job. And so I would go to the Utah Community Forest Council website, talk to some local garden centers and see who they recommend.
They're wondering if they can just send you a picture so you can take a look at it.
On the Facebook page, they certainly could.
So send that to the Facebook Messenger so Ton can take a look at it and maybe give you some other suggestions there as well. And number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Got awfully quiet.
It did get quiet.
We had
people
so many texters so
worried
about
the meteor.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, man, we have texts. You can text or call in. One thing I did notice that I wanted to talk about was the last week I've been trying to help somebody with some landscape issues. It's a new office building, and it's really hard to know who to hire and who to trust. And they had purchased hundreds and hundreds of dollars in trees, and they were red maples, Acer rubrums, and they probably will struggle being planted into a clay soil. And all I can really say about that is, because you're going through some of this too, is do your research, take it a step at a time, and get references, make sure they're licensed if you're hiring a designer to make sure that they know what they're doing. And I think one mistake a lot of people make is they assume because somebody has a truck and a lawnmower and a shovel that they must know. And that's not the case, because there's a big difference between mowing a lawn and knowing how to install a sprinkling system and what plants to use that will work well for the situation.
Yeah, last thing you want to do is spend just a ton of money and then just have it be all wasted.
Yes.
The plants don't do well where you have them.
Yeah, and it is more expensive than you would imagine to do this sort of thing. And then to have it not work out is really troublesome. And so do your research, talk to local garden centers about who they might recommend, talk to sprinkler stores. You know, just get references, make sure that you're looking at homes they've designed or, you know, talk to people that they've worked with and just make sure that doing your research is something you do before you hire somebody.
Our next listener would like to know if they plant a Mushashina zelkova or a burning bush, will they do well in West Point near Antelope Island?
They should. If you're in an area in West Point that used to be farms, mm-hmm. so there was lots of wheat and corn and alfalfa grown in those areas, if you're on old farm ground, they'll do fine. If it was just pasture, they may struggle a bit.
All right. We'll take a break. Be back with more of your questions and calls. Number to call, 801-575-8255. Text us at 57500.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria Anton with you this morning, taking your calls and questions, final segment of this show. Let's go to our phone lines. Linda is on the line. Good morning, Linda. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning. I bought a Royal Raindrop crab apple, and it's pretty small. It's only in a 5-gallon, but I wanted to put it in an area that the soil is just, it's had iris in it, and it's old. So old soil. So I bought some what they called soil pep, and some compost. Wondering how long I need to have that mixed into the ground, or if you can just and then plant the tree.
You know, honestly, the soil was probably fine. Because Royal Raindrops crab apples aren't too snooty to be planted into iris soil. If the iris were doing well, so should the Royal Raindrops. But now that you have soil pep is actually a compost or type of compost. You want to mix that in about 6 inches deep, about 2-inch layer, 6 inches deep. And then you can just plant the tree. You'll be just fine.
Okay, great. And then do I need to put stake or anything on it? I've never really planted a tree
What you'll do is at the bottom of the tree, there will be a graft union. You'll see kind of a little knob at the bottom of the tree where they grafted mm-hmm. it onto the rootstock, and that just needs to be above ground. And so just put it in the hole above ground, and the compost it may help a bit, but it's not hurting anything, and it will improve the soil. But Royal Raindrops crab apple is a very durable tree.
Okay, I also have an English red tip, or I think that's what it's called.
Probably red tip Fritania.
And it has like a heart-shaped green, leaves and a purple blossom in spring.
Hmm. It's not a Fritania.
Heart-shaped green leaves. And somebody said it was red tip.
Red tip is Fritania, and that's a big red, the bush, has the new growth is red, and it gets about 10 to 12 feet tall, so I don't think it's red tip Fritania. Those have white flowers.
Not that. I'm not sure it matters. At the root, they've put like a border around it, and the roots have grown beyond the border. So it's okay to just take that border out, right? I mean, I'm not going to hurt the tree.
No, as long as you leave the roots alone, you can take the border out. I would actually recommend it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call this morning. One of our listeners wants to remind us that even though that one listener wanted to get rid of purslane, that you can eat it if you want to. We talked about this at length on one of our segments. Yeah,
we
it
have.
Is edible. Yeah.
It is edible. Farmers used to harvest purslane and red root pigweed and feed it to their animals, and mm-hmm. they would just eat it, especially pigs.
Next person wants to know how to get rid of yarrow in grass.
Well, a good lawn weed killer, something like Speed Zone or Q4 Plus would probably go after it. You may have to apply a couple times. But if it's not too widespread and you're not overwatering, yarrow is now being incorporated into lawn sometimes as a drought-tolerant lawn replacement.
That would drive me crazy, yeah. Just so you know.
So, but you can spray it out with a good lawn weed killer.
What causes white spots on raspberries?
Sunscald usually can cause it. Also, little beetles will get in and suck the juices out.
Okay, let's take a call from Christy in Provo. Good morning, Christy. What's your question?
So my question is, I have a honeysuckle plant that's probably like 10 or 15 years old. Last summer, it got the aphids and or spider mites came in and ate all of my blossoms. And I started treating it with neem oil. And so I thought I took care of it. Then this year, it started all over again. I started into it sooner, treating it with neem oil. I had a few ladybugs, but now I want to know what I can stop them for next year or how I can stop them for next year.
Well, if it's aphids, you could use a systemic. And the problem, though, is that because of those honeysuckle, you would have to do it after the honeysuckle is done blooming.
Okay.
Because you don't want that poison getting up into the flowers and harming the pollinators. But because honeysuckle will only bloom for about 4 weeks, as soon as it's done blooming, you would put the systemic down. But if you have spider mites in there, a systemic won't go after spider mites. And so you would continue to need to use neem oil or horticultural soap to see if you can get rid of it.
Okay, so they ate all of the blossoms. So I have none this year. They've already eaten them all.
Well, aphids and spider mites don't eat the blossoms. They would be deformed or maybe have fewer of them. And if you don't have any blossoms, there's probably something else going on.
Well, they have blossoms, but then I could just see the green aphids hanging on.
Yeah, I'm probably taking you too literally on this. My mistake. So, yeah, just the systemic will get rid of the aphids, but just do it after the blossoms are done.
So should I cut it back
no.
a lot?
No, unless you need to. You'll lose your flowers for a couple of years if you do.
Okay, and what is this systemic? What do you mean by that?
Just if you went into a garden center and said you needed a tree and shrub systemic, they would have several brands.
Okay, Christy, thanks for your call this morning. Next listener, Ton, says, is there anything that can be done about necrotic ring spot without spending lots of money on fungicide?
Aerate the area. When you air, and because you can spread it with an aerator, you do that area, get the aerator off and try to wash it. It can be hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then start top dressing with turf type tall fescue seed and or perennial ryegrass. Those two grasses are resistant. But if you have fungal diseases in your lawn, a lot of times the soil is compacted or it's overwatered or both, and you have a lot of thatch. And so you really need to start working on the thatch layer and top dressing with alternative lawn species like the fescue and the ryegrass, because those two species are less susceptible to it.
All right. Next listener says they have a very healthy, bushy jalapeno plant, but it doesn't have a single flower on it. What are they doing wrong?
Cut back on the fertilizer, but not the water. You don't want to drought stress it, but it could be too much fertilizer. And if it doesn't have blossoms, that's what I'd figure.
Mm-hmm.
If it had blossoms and no fruit, so it's a fruiting vegetable, then it would be the heat.
What is the best time to split and move hosta plants?
You can do it a few times of the year. You can do the move them in the spring before they come out. You can do them in mid-August and split them then, or you can split them in the fall.
Is there a type of grass that compares to Kentucky bluegrass that uses less water and is still green and is decent for kids to play on?
It's all relative, because fescue will use a little bit less water. But to have a grass green from early April through mid-November, you've got to use Kentucky bluegrass, turf-type tall fescue, or perennial rye. And of those, I'm really a big fan of turf-type tall fescue. But if you're looking for something that you're only going to water a third as much or half as much, then you're getting to something like buffalo grass. And the buffalo grass is great for kids to play on, but it's only green from mid-May to mid-September.
Can you believe it? This show is over again. Still so many questions. Thanks to all our listeners this morning for chiming in on what we now believe was possibly a meteor. We'll join you again next week. Have a great weekend.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.